You guys basically went from Georgia to, you know, France and Spain. Was there, like, I guess, changes in how you filmed in different countries, like the different countries versus like how you do in the States?
Quite a bit.
Was there challenges?
We tried really hard not to make an American show and just drop it somewhere. Mm-hmm. There's certain things in the scripts that are very unique to the regions that we're in. The color palette's totally changed.
Yeah, mm-hmm. the way we shot it.
The sound, the music, everything.
I mean, the part of the beauty of it is the way that the directors, you know, and our DPs have been able to shoot the show because we're on these amazing locations is a different way of being able to deliver it cinematically than the original show. And that's one of the things we lean into to just make it the same but different, to give it a distinction.
Yeah.
So the sun doesn't really even go down. It doesn't set until about 10 at night.
Oh, did that change it up for you or make it hard in any sense? Or did that give you honestly more time?
Yeah, they'll adjust for that. It's dinner is very late, and it's just something to get used to.
You know, The Walking Dead has a huge fan base in Europe. And one of the things that when we used to publicize the previous show, going over to Europe and meeting a whole new group of fans, the fun thing for us is now a lot of those people are working on the show. Like, a lot of the people that watched the show for years never ever imagined that we would be shooting a Walking Dead series in France, in Spain, and they get to be a part of it and help realize it. So it's, yeah, for them, it's kind of like, wait a minute, they're shooting a Walking Dead show in my country, in my city, and I get to work on it. So that really brings a unique, you know, sort of excitement to it. And the crew, you know, the visual effects people, the stunts, special effects, you know, it really, you know, things are done a little differently in Europe in terms of just the filmmaking style.
And it was intentional. We wanted those places to feel like it was their show. You know what I mean?
One of you guys told me they're on the set on, you know, where they're eating. And one of you guys told me that when the walkers came out for the first time in France, did the crew applaud?
Yeah, the crew applauded.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, for good reasons.
I mean, they're just very psyched to have their own version of this great, iconic franchise, you know, The Walking Dead. And the crew is like 96% local, so 96% Spanish in Spain. And
oh, that's amazing.
France was the same. And our cast, except for these guys, is basically 98% local, too.
Wow.
So there's really a sense that it's not just an American show sort of like making itself somewhere else. It is kind of built into the places that we are.
No,
a large part of it is in their language as well, which is great.
Yeah.
And which is part of our story is trying to, especially and like in the beginning, figure out what people are saying.
And which is cool, like in Spain, it gets complicated because Spain's a much more fractured country than France with many more languages. So we have multiple Spanish languages in the Spanish season. You know, we have Catalan when we go there. We have a little Galician when we're up in the north. We have, Spanish, you know, straight Spanish. So it's just, it they love that.
Yeah, it sounds like you put a lot of thought into, like, basically, you know, the U.S. version versus, like, in Europe and Spain. So I'm curious, like, the political standpoint, like, there's kings over there versus here, where it's, like, groups. Like, how did that kind of play into this as well?
I mean, in this season, in season three, that played in a lot just because it was one of the things we looked at the history of Spain and the culture of Spain and thought, like, well, that's a big deal, the history, you know, but, you know, the royalty in Spain. And how could we... what would happen to that idea in the apocalypse? Like, how might that idea transmogrify into something, you know, into something scary or bad or different?
Yeah.
But it's something you would never have in the United States, right? So that's a cool thing to lean into.
That's awesome. I guess, is there plans to bring Carol and Darryl back to the U.S., or are we just...
They're continuing to try. I can say that much. They're always trying, you know.
That's
always...
Is it Sisyphus? We don't know.
Ongoing struggle.
Should we expect to see, you know, more evolved creatures like you're mentioning? Like, what thought processes or like different abilities and stuff like that do you think about as you create these?
I mean, we from the beginning we've tried to sort of expand the aperture as much as we could while staying within the established rules of the Walking Dead universe. So that's always so. Yes, we're always sort of finding new ways to sort of to show portray variants of walkers and different ways that walkers are sort of put to work or put to use. And that's a lot of, and Greg and I have lots of conversations about that, and I always know I'm on the right track if Greg's eyes get a little big and he's like, oh, we haven't done that before, that sounds cool. And we've been able to do that a few times, you know, which, so I think every season we've had at least two or three kind of cool, like, wow, we haven't really seen walkers in that setting before, or that with that particular ability, yeah. But staying within the rules of the total universe.
Yeah, I mean, in season one, we had this orchestra that was really fun and yeah. and weird and whimsical, and it sort of it was something that, you know, kind of walks the line, because you don't want them to ever be comical.
Right.
They still have to stay in character, and even with our performers, we're always telling them, stay in character. This is really important. It can be grotesque. Mm-hmm. Right. And sometimes oddly beautiful. And in season three, we did a couple moments that we were sort of embracing this sort of marionette vibe. And the walkers were really beautiful in terms of conquistadors and things like that. Yeah. That was really a lot of fun. But, you know, every once in a while, I'll send David a text. I'll be looking at dailies, and I'll be like, hey, did you see that? And he'll be like, yeah, should I worry about it? They didn't have this. And I'm like, well, I'm just throwing it out there. And then he'll look at it and be like, no, I think we're good. I'm like, okay. So I'm like a little, every once in a while, I'll just send, I'll throw a flag up. And if he feels good about it, then I feel fine.
Awesome.
And there's two things. There is a different walker sort of mythology in Europe. Mm-hmm.
Was there a scene that you guys found challenging to film in season three?
They're all challenging.
Was there one that stood out, I guess, to the both of you?
Yeah, there was. There's so many challenging ones. What do you think?
You guys were talking about the boat.
Yeah, the boat was pretty challenging.
Oh, that was nuts! Like the ship was crazy, because it's
sailboat.
It's a big sailboat. Because they make the waves with bulldozers, so they these flat bottoms, so they whoop, oh, well. So rocking, and then they blast you with they call it a water cannon, and they're like 3 hertz, and they're like crank it up to 8, and it rib shake, you're like boom,
oh my gosh,
and she had just hurt her foot, so that was a thing, it was crazy, it was like. She looked like a cat that took a bath. I'm kind of doing this, and I'm looking up, and she's like, boosh! Yeah, that was challenging. But it was kind of fun, too.
It's one of the ones where when you're talking about spaghetti western, cinematically one of the most beautiful.
Oh.
I think they all are, but this one in particular.
It's the Spanish Civil War, right?
Right, so we shot in a town called Del Chite, which is in the desert near Zaragoza. And it's an old abandoned burnt out town that Franco bombed during the Civil War. So it has great history to it. That's why Norm says it felt haunted, because it does feel a little haunted.
Yeah.
And we shot a very, and the conditions when we shot there were terrible. It was really bad. So it was really hard.
It was haunted.
But
the crew was like, nobody shoots here because it's creepy.
Really?
The crew was like, I can't believe we're in a shoot.
But cinematically, it works great, and it works great for the story. And like Melissa said, it's sort of that episode is the most squarely like a spaghetti western, like Sergio Leone influenced. And,
that's crazy.
And Melissa also finds the episode hysterically funny.
Yeah, literally. It's like haunting and funny seem to be. I get it.
The most challenging thing to shoot was this.
Yeah. It was a good challenge, though. I think we made it.
I think we did.
We nailed it.
Well done.